Report, Democrats to condemn all hate, not anti-Semitism specifically, in resolution. By Justin Caruso on March 6, 2019. According to a report, House Democrats will not condemn anti-Semitism specifically following the controversy over Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, but will instead condemn all hate in general. Last month, Ilhan Omar created fresh controversy by making an anti-Semitic comment implying that pro-Israel Americans had an allegiance to a foreign country. Omar suggested earlier in February that the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, was bribing politicians into supporting Israel and as a result was widely criticized as anti-Semitic. However, Democrats reportedly do not see the need to pass a resolution condemning anti-Semitism specifically. The Daily Beast reports. House Democrats spent Wednesday scrambling to put to bed a debate about anti-Semitism that no one wants after advancing a symbolic resolution condemning it that pleased no one. The resolution, as it was initially conceived in the hours after Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, made a second round of anti-Israel comments last week, would condemn anti-Semitism, a second public rebuke of the freshman lawmaker who has been in office less than 60 days. But by midweek, faced with a backlash inside the Democratic caucus, leaders appeared to change course, asking the House Foreign Affairs Committee to draft a resolution that rebuked all hate. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, told reporters Wednesday that she did not believe Omar was being intentionally anti-Semitic when she implied that pro-Israel Americans have dual loyalty. President Donald Trump condemned anti-Semitism in a social media post on Wednesday. "It is shameful that House Democrats won't take a stronger stand against anti-Semitism in their conference," the president said. "Anti-Semitism has fueled atrocities throughout history and it's inconceivable they will not act to condemn it." 2020 presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, defended Omar Wednesday, saying that Americans shouldn't equate anti-Semitism with legitimate criticism of the right-wing, Netanyahu government in Israel. "Rather, we must develop an even-handed Middle East policy which brings Israelis and Palestinians together for a lasting peace," he said.